With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The international charity World Central Kitchen blames Israel for an airstrike that killed at least a half dozen of its aid workers and their Palestinian driver in Gaza. Among the dead, citizens of Australia, Poland, and the UK, along with the U.S.-Canada dual citizen, the Israeli military says it is investigating. Iran vowing rapid retaliation for what it says was an Israeli airstrike that killed one of its high-ranking generals at an embassy compound in Syria.
All that was left of one building was rubble and an Iranian flag hanging from a pole next to the ruins. Among those killed was Mohammad Reza Zahedi, who once headed Iran's elite Quds force in both Syria and Lebanon, where he built up a close relationship with Hezbollah. The Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian condemned the attack as a breach of all international conventions and called for a response by the international community.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump posting a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case, blocking the state from seizing his assets while he appeals a verdict in the case. And then there is what is commonly referred to as the hush money criminal case against Mr. Trump. The presiding judge there ordering a further muzzling of the former president.
Judge Juan Bichon says his original gag order issued last Tuesday did not include members of his family, but Trump's subsequent actions warrants including them. Bichon says that Trump's pattern of attacking family members of presiding jurists and attorneys assigned to his cases serves no legitimate purpose.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Finnish police say a 12-year-old student has opened fire at a secondary school in southern Finland, wounding three classmates. The youngster is now under arrest. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 103 points. This is SRN News. In the largest national session of its kind, Prestonwood Baptist Church, suburban Dallas, hosting the Chosen Conference April 13th, focusing on foster care and adoption. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and other pro-life leaders will speak. Senior Associate Pastor Jonathan Teague tells Tom Tradip of SRN News there are over 30,000 children in foster care in Texas alone.
That's a staggering number. More so is the national number that we're learning. We're hearing reports it's over 400,000 children nationwide. So it's a Texas crisis. It's a national crisis. And Saturday, April 13th, the Chosen Conference at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, all day long. Got over 50 incredible ministry partners that are joining us. And for us, Tom, we want to amplify the reality of this issue, but we also really want to raise awareness. What is going on in both Texas and beyond?
More information on the Chosen Conference at prestonwood.org/chosen. This is SRN News. He was the last survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941.
Lou Conter was 102. His daughter says Conter passed away at his home Monday in Grass Valley, California, following congestive heart failure. The Arizona lost 1,177 sailors and Marines at the 1941 attack that launched the United States into World War II. The battleship's dead account for nearly half of those killed in the surprise attack. Conter was standing on the main deck of the Arizona as Japanese planes flew overhead at 7:55 a.m. on December 7th that year. I'm Norman Hall.
The owner and manager of the cargo ship that rammed Baltimore's Key Bridge, causing it to collapse, are seeking to limit their legal liability for the deadly disaster. The two Singapore-based companies filing what is known as a limitation of liability petition. More details, SRNnews.com.